You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Fromholt. Very, very happy to welcome our guests back into the studio this evening. We were estimating that the last time they were here, it was 2011, late 2011 or early 2012 when we were in the old studios across the street. And I ran into them at Dayton Music Fest this fall, and they handed me a shiny new album that is amazing and wonderful. And they are here tonight to play us some tunes, and we'll talk about the album, what they're up to, all that good stuff. But I think we're going to let Frontier Folk Nebraska play us some tunes. Take it away, guys.
Nebraska from Covington, Kentucky. Tune up here real quick. Our guitar player is Travis. Our drummer is Bucky. Our lead singer and rhythm guitar player is Michael. And I'm the bass player, Matt.
The hell.
Frontier Folk Nebraska, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And we have the band in the house. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello. Get you all cranked up here. There we go. So it's been a little while since you guys have been in the studio here.
Right.
What have you been up to? It's been a good, 4 years?
It's probably been, 3 or 4 years, close to that. I remember we were coming in maybe right before the second LP or right after it. Can't really recall, but it was around that time when we were writing all those songs. And some of the songs that are on this new record, I remember playing back then.
Can't hear you either. Scooch over and share a mic for now, and I'll slide in there here in a second and adjust that one.
I think we did there one we that's on the new one.
We did Smoke King.
Yeah, we did those just Mike and I.
Right.
And we're happy to be back.
Very happy to have you here. Now, what was the process of putting this new record together? Now, you said you had done one back then in the studio, so it sounds to me like some of these songs at least have been around for a while. Were all of these songs that are on the new album older material that you had been working on for a while, or are most of them more recent, or a little bit of a mix?
I think a handful, maybe two or three, were a couple years in the making. But as far as like once we started writing this record, it just all came out as far as like a few months before recording.
Yeah, I think the song that we just played, I think the one that's on the record is like the third time we'd ever played that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So when material is really fresh like that and you're going into the studio to commit it to tape, do you find that those songs then evolve throughout the recording process? Or are even though they're new, are they still pretty set when you go in?
It's a little bit of both.
Right.
Like some of them get tweaked a little bit, but like that one, it was brand new kind of as we did it. So it was just a thing that like happened there, and we were able to like hone in on what was going on because we were doing it in kind of a sterile situation, even though it was just Mike's basement.
Right.
Is it easier when you are doing your recording in a setting like that where it's, you know, kind of your own space and it's a little more controlled? Does that sort of take the pressure off of like, oh, we're going in and we've got, you know, this weekend or whatever to get it done?
Yeah, but it also can bring on laziness.
But that's how we've always
right.
We've always done it like that.
We've always recorded it on our own, so maybe it will span like over a year to record, but this latest record was more of like we've had the majority of the songs were structured and some of the songs were still being written, but we were like we have a deadline because one of the members was leaving town for grad school, so we were just like, all right, whatever we have, this is it, and it worked out in that way.
So we had kind of both of what you were talking about,
right,
where we had a deadline, but we didn't know it originally.
Right.
That's kind of nice, though, to have that sort of mixture, to have the luxury of a little bit of time and freedom of space, but to still sort of have a deadline you have to hold yourselves to.
Right, and there's no room for second guessing. It's like, that's it. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. So 2014, obviously, you guys were working on recording the album and getting that out into the world. What else, what were some of the highlights of the past year?
A lot of it, like putting out the record, it's definitely been received better than anything else we've ever done. Having Mark and Matt playing with us now, because we had two people left that were on the record, and these two guys have kind of stepped in and just made it seem so much more like tight and professional, and they, like it's been a big difference.
Right.
Not like the other people that have been in the band before were not good, but there's been something about the four of us that's been really special to me.
Thanks.
Yeah, we really didn't have that period of time where it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on with the band? What are we going to do with the band? Like these guys stepped in and it was just like, all right, this is the band, but it's got a new spin to it, and it's been solid.
They both learned like 3 records worth of material quicker than anybody that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's got to be awesome to be able to have half of a new band and to be able to lock in that quickly and just, you know, forge ahead. I know sometimes that can cause bands to, you know, get delayed, even if they have, you know, maybe an album coming out for a year even.
Well, when you got the cash flow coming in, right. It's a big motivator.
Yeah. How can you turn that down?
So what does 2015 look like for you guys? The album's out, and I know you guys just got nominated for a Cincinnati Entertainment Award, too. What does the new year hold for the band?
I don't know.
We're working on new songs.
Yeah.
We're going up to do a Day Trotter session in February.
That's exciting. That is super cool.
There'll be a review in Blurt magazine coming out on that record. And mostly just, like, you know, try and write some new songs with these two guys. We've already been working on, we've probably got like 5 or 6 that are
right,
that are in contention, and they've been valuable in that way too, like adding their having a different take on it than what we've been used to. So
have you found that your writing process has changed at all with the addition of two new members, or just the fact that you guys have been a band for a while? I know, you know, sometimes over the years your sort of process of putting things together can change a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when the band first started, it was pretty much all me as far as songwriting. And as the years evolved, like, it's getting different musicians coming in and out, and you get more comfortable. And it's like the other two guys that are in the band, the drummer and the bass player, they're also in the songwriting realm. So it's easier to be like, oh, what do you think about this part? Or what do you want to do with this? Or what can you add with this? And so it's just becoming more organic and easier to be like, hey, take the pressure off me a little bit. Let's do this together. Let's make a record.
So it sounds like more collaborative songwriting.
Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's not like a little intimidating, but I think we can definitely come up with something to follow up the latest record.
Nice. Are you hoping to get back into the studio in 2015, or just going to kind of see how the writing process continues and how the promotion for the current album goes, or anything set at this point?
Nothing set, but it'd be nice to, definitely focus on the songs. I mean, I want to make, you know, I think we all want to make something that's worth recording. So as far as like getting all the songs together and then recording them, if it, you know, definitely, hopefully on our own again, just to make it the way we were used to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is touring in the mix for this year? Going to try to get out on the road maybe when the weather's slightly nicer?
Probably, yeah. Well, like, schedules will be better maybe, like, when it's warmer.
Yeah.
But we don't do, we're not road dogs. We like doing weekends.
That's fair.
Coming home and sleeping in our own beds.
Understandable.
Unless it's those big money ones.
Right.
You just lob those our way, boys. And girls.
Fair enough. If people want to get their hands on the current album, where can they do that?
It's distributed nationally, so you can go into your local record store, which is what we would encourage you to do, and ask them to order it if they don't have it already, because we're big supporters of that. But you can also buy it directly from us through our Bandcamp site, which is just frontierfolknebraska.bandcamp.com. And I think it's on, like, Amazon and stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah. And speaking of all things web, if people want to stay connected to you guys, where you're going to be, all that good stuff, future releases, I know you guys have a Facebook and a Twitter. Are those the best ways to stay in touch?
For sure, yeah.
Excellent. And we've got links up to their Facebook page, and we'll get the other things up there on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with Frontier Folk Nebraska, get your hands on this album because it is so, so good. And once the Day Trotter session's posted, we'll get that up there as well. Something to look forward to in the future. And you guys are going to be swinging back our way sometime in the spring, right?
Right. We've got a couple places. We like coming back to Dayton, so it's it's like inevitable that we're going to be back.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep our eyes to your social media for when those dates are announced, and we will very much look forward to them. In the meantime, shall we get ready to hear some more live music?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more from Frontier Folk Nebraska. They're live here in the WISO studios. They've got a new album out, and we've got links up to get your hands on that up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. We'll be back with more live music here on Kaleidoscope.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and we have Frontier Folk Nebraska here in the studio. They've got a new album out. We've got links up on how to get that, or you can go over to your local record store and check that one out. But in the meantime, they're going to play some more live ones from right here in the WYSO studios.
Do I do?
Song's gonna be Smoke King, is that right, Michael?
That's correct.
Sweet.
Something I said. Bourbon on my breath to tell the truth.
Here we are, lost in the flood. Gonna
Frontier Folk Nebraska, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check out their latest album and keep an eye to their social media for upcoming live dates in 2015. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And let's not make it so long between visits next time.
Right.
Absolutely. Check out Frontier Folk Nebraska. All of their info, all the links to connect with them are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Right now, here's the latest from Imelda May.